Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. And good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well this morning. Today, we're going to be taking calls, as always. And what are we talking about? I think we're kind of last minute coming up with topics here, but I think how to connect with the spirit.
Yeah, well, basically, we did a reading, and it kind of sparked an idea about how we connect with spirit souls that have crossed over, and basically sometimes through in this case through suicide, it was through a suicide. And so how do they attempt to communicate
connect with us,
and how best can we establish some form of communication with them?
Okay, so we're going to be getting to that topic in just a moment. I think what we'll do is take some calls first, and just want to remind everyone that's in the queue and listening to join us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. You may follow us. Please do so. Call in number 914-338-0164 and the number to call for more conversation, 562-596-7818. Also want to just acknowledge it's been kind of a crazy, 10 days, the Las Vegas shooting, then Tom Petty died, and now we have these horrible fires in Northern California. So praying for all of those people there. Let's bring on our first caller, 863. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Julia, where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, Julia from Florida. How did you find our show?
Just Blog Talk Radio under the spirituality category.
Blog Talk Radio.
Julia.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I don't think we've spoken with you before. What's your question today?
Since, we just went through hurricane season, I've been wanting to relocate, but I'm kind of having a hard time because where I thought I might want to go is now I'm iffy because of the hurricane. So
I'm sorry. Say that last piece again.
Excuse me. I'm trying to decide where to move to. I live in Central Florida. And I was going to stay in Florida, but now since we just went through hurricane season, I'm kind of like wishy-washy about where I want to go because it's like, I don't know. So I thought I'd give you a call and just see what you pick up around me and relocating, and if you kind of get any direction to.
Let's first of all get your birth date, Julia.
It's September 16th, 1961.
61. Okay, 10, 16, 26, 7. We're just adding up. It's 9, 10, 16, 26, 7. 33? Is that what you got?
Yeah.
33.
No.
26 plus 7.
26. Yeah.
Yeah, 33, 6. So your karmic number is 33 and your master number 6. And you are 50, how old are you?
56.
56 years old.
Yeah, I just turned last month.
Happy, yes, you did. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. So you're thinking of moving out of state, perhaps?
Yeah.
Because
I'm not really sure where. I don't know. It's like because of the hurricanes, and we had evacuated, and then it came back. So it's like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a big question mark.
So are you married?
No. But
you
I'm open
we,
to that.
We, I'm sorry, you
oh,
said
we,
you said. Oh, your significant other?
You live with
me
that
and
person.
My mother.
Oh, my
mother.
Your mother.
Oh, your mother.
Me and
your
my mother. Mother. Yeah.
Do you live with your mother?
Yeah. I divorced a couple years ago, and I moved in with my mother because she's divorced also, and it kind of helps us both financially and, you know.
Okay.
But,
yeah, so you were married.
Yes.
And I just want to ask you a couple questions. Was that marriage above or below 13 years in length?
Way over. It was
how
30
long?
Years.
How long? I'm sorry?
30
years. And you are 56, so you got married at 26. 10, 16. Yeah, you got married at 26. You see, the thing about 26, real briefly, Julia, is that you have a 916. That adds up to 16. The 19 in the year is really a 10, and that's 26. That's when you got married. So I just wanted to get that information out. Your mother's retired, of course.
Yeah.
Just say yes or no. Are you employed right now?
No.
What'd she say?
She said no.
Oh, you're not employed. So you don't need to work?
I am going to start looking for work. I'm just not working right at the moment.
So she needs a job probably if she
wants
to move.
Are you, do you do like office work, accounting, figuring, business,
yes.
Files? I'm sorry?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Office work.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, if it's a major hassle for you to move, I don't really see any immediate need for you to move. I mean, you know, Florida's hurricane season. I mean, it's hurricane. It's hurricane.
Everywhere is, you know, has
something
its drawback.
That happens. You, it's not so much that you're trying to avoid an area. And especially if it uproots you so dramatically that, you're trying to establish new roots and a job. There isn't anything wrong with you moving. So I think what happens, Julia, is that the move itself would be a free choice thing. It's not out of necessity. At least from these psychic viewpoints, you don't have to move. This isn't a have to thing coming from a psychic viewpoint. Are you renting? Does your mom
yes.
own the home?
We're renting.
Uh-huh. And are you comfortable in the home you're in right now where you're renting? Is it apartment or home?
It's a home. Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah. I don't see any great. I mean, I don't. It's a hassle what you went through. You know, the attitude of doing a reading would be, oh boy, you have to move some, you know, this is time, all that. There's nothing there. You're just using a common denominator of saying, you know, this has been a hassle here and these hurricanes came. I don't know if I want to go through this again. One, am I supposed to move? No, you're not supposed to move. Two, do I have a choice to move? Yeah, of course you have a choice. You know, from the area, did you have a state in mind? Do you have any preference?
Well, I've got a daughter that lives in Kansas, and that would be another option, but
are there tornadoes in Kansas?
Yeah, they have tornadoes.
I mean, you know, you got earthquakes in California. It's you're trading one for the other. It may not happen where you're moving, and a hurricane might not happen again for quite some time in Florida. So
yeah, it isn't. In other words, we're not getting a read that you have to move because you're going to be in harm's way. There may be inconvenience there. If it makes you happy to move to Kansas and be with your daughter and your mother's agreeable and your daughter's agreeable, then move to Kansas. You're dealing with a choice. You're not dealing with a necessity. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or are you vague about it?
Yeah, I just was thinking, you know, that because when I came here, I was only coming like temporarily just to kind of get myself back, you know, after the divorce, get my, you know, have a little downtime to heal and recuperate and then kind of get myself moving in some direction. And that's why I was thinking maybe I need to move and, you know, kind of get myself going again.
Well, what you're talking about is a level of just human energy. There's nothing. There's really, from our standpoint, there isn't really anything that says, "Oh boy, Julia, this is according to the map of your life. You're now meant to move." No, you have the freedom. If you're not happy, if you want to move forward, we don't pick up that in moving, you're going to be in harm's way either. So if you feel happy about moving, if you just got there to get your feet back on the ground again and recoup and everything, and you feel like moving, move. This isn't a psychic journey you're going on. It's just a human journey.
In terms of her being in harm's way where she's at, that's not a psychic vibration that's coming in either. So it's a creative journey. I mean, like,
were you hurt? Were you and your mom hurt? Were your belongings damaged?
No, we were very fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I'm saying, Julia. There's nothing. You had a hurricane. You were safe. There's something still safe there. If you decide to stay there, that's fine. You'll still live. I don't think anything's going to happen bad. And if you decide to move, I don't really pick up any vibe that says, "Oh boy, if you move, this is going to be some trouble." I don't get anything. So we're left thinking it's a free choice thing. Does your daughter want you to move out there?
Well, she kind of hinted at it. I went to see her last summer, and she was, you know, hinting that, hey, you could move here. But,
is your mother agreeable to it?
I'm not sure. I think for her it would be a financial thing, even if we split the cost or whatever.
Right. Who is supporting, because you're not working? Oh, you're not working right now? Did she say she's not working? So how are you affording expenses?
Alimony.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So
and does that last? That lasts as long as you're not remarried.
Right.
And you have a comfortable lifestyle with that.
Yeah, sharing the expenses definitely helps.
Okay. Well, and your mom has social security.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you happy living with your mom?
It has its challenges.
If you moved out, does your mom intend to stay where she's at?
She probably would.
Yeah. You know, it's totally, you need to think about what's going to make you happier. I'm seeking the advice of a psychic. Am I supposed to move somewhere? You're not supposed to move anywhere. It's a choice. And that's okay. We get free choices, and that's okay. If you want to move and be closer to your daughter and try to figure out how to make ends meet over there, you can always maybe return home, you know. I mean, if that's going to make you happier, your daughter's married? Is your daughter single or married?
She's in a relationship. She lives with her boyfriend.
Do you get along with him?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see him that often.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, if you want to be closer to your daughter, you want to move out to Kansas, I don't see a big problem with that. And if you want to stay where you're at and kind of just hang out there for a while and get a job and see how it feels, there's no immediacy. And if you're, you know, you don't need to base it on the hurricane. That shouldn't prompt you to have to move. You're safe. You were safe. So there was something secure-wise about you being there. And you see what I'm saying? It's just a matter of what your choice is going to be. There's no destiny factor here, in my estimation.
Okay, Julia.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Julia. Thanks. Okay, 574. Hi.
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 I'm sorry. I had the phone on speaker and I was just listening, but is this Kristen?
This is Kristen.
Hi. I was just reading about you and Neil online about your history and all the cool stuff that happened that brought you together, and that's just amazing.
Oh,
I just wanted to say that real quick.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty special. So we're glad we can, you know, offer this show together and help people like you.
Well, I was calling to probably ask a question that you get most of from single women, but it also ties into what your last caller was talking about moving.
Okay.
I've been single for quite a few years, and not by choice, actually, but that's just the way it turned out. And I live in a pretty small town, and I've always told myself that once my parents were gone, that I would probably move away from this area. And so I am thinking about it now pretty seriously, but I'm just not sure. And kind of wondering if I will just stay single the rest of my life. I've almost come to the conclusion that I will, because it's been so long. I was married once, but divorced in 86.
Divorced in 86.
Yes.
What's your name?
Christy.
With C-H or K? Or C?
C.
C-R-I-S-T-Y or I-E? There's so many variations.
I-E.
Okay. And your birth date, please.
August 31st.
That's where they
do.
Pardon? Go ahead. I wrote down 83 earlier, and it's in your birth date. That's why I wrote it down.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. The year is 1955.
1955. Okay. 8, 9, 10,
right.
11, 12, 22, 32, 5. Okay. And where are you calling from? By the way, you don't have to tell us the little town, but just your area generally, state.
Yeah,
or,
like the lower Great Lakes region.
Lower Great Lakes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't, you know, you want a relationship, it sounds like?
the older I get, the older, or the more I do. And I think living in a small town, there just isn't much opportunity to meet anyone new.
Right.
And,
I don't think there's any destiny in line in her being alone for the rest of her life.
No, in fact, I would say that you're going to be in a relationship. There is one coming, and it may come when you are 64. You're 62.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I want to ask you something. Now, think real hard, because it's a question that everyone would say, well, of course I like that. Of course I'm into that. But
okay.
I want you to try to be very specific. What is your connection to music?
Oh, wow. I used to sing and travel in a band.
Okay, you see?
Yeah.
So now, because we don't know you, right? And
no,
the vibes
you don't.
Says, huh?
No, you don't know me.
Yeah.
No.
You don't know me. Who's saying that? Petula Clark.
Petula Clark.
Well, you know, no, that's you don't own me.
You don't own me. I was.
No, you don't own me.
He's reformulating the lyric.
I'm not
going to
be on Jefferson.
You don't own me, or you don't owe me.
We're not totally sure,
but you know he can do perform it again.
Yeah. Well, here's what's happening, Christy, because we picked up on that vibe, and you were in a band and you traveled.
That
serves as a validation. Now that part of the reading serves as a validation that you're going to be in a relationship, because we have to reach out to get a validation. We got one. It doesn't matter where it is. I could have said, you know, do you like cough drops? You go, yeah, I'm sucking on one right now. It doesn't matter what it is.
Even when it's been that long?
What? Say that again?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how long it's been since you sang in the band or were married before.
It's just a validation. It's just a validation indicating that the vibration that you will connect with someone is there. And I think also, I mean, you know, sometimes the validations are completely separate from the question being asked, but I mean, the fact that she was out on the road, traveling, interacting with people, and versus being stuck in this small town.
Right.
It confirms.
It's a validation, but it confirms, you know, it's like a kid saying, can I go out and play? And the mother says, if you clean your room. Two different areas, but they're connected. So you know, the vibrational confirmation that you were in music, and I was going to ask specifically if you had said, well, can you tell me more? I would have said, well, were you in a band? Did you do something? I would have gone that deep.
But you did. I mean, you said you did ask if she would be in music.
Yeah.
You asked.
That just is a validation. It's just a validation.
So in terms of her moving?
So in terms of you moving, I would probably yes.
It sounds probably like she needs to get out at least socially out of her immediate environment to meet somebody. I mean, that's a no-brainer. It's not psychic, but it sounds like you've been in the same area for so long, all the people that are in your area, I mean, you kind of probably, what's the population of your town?
I think we're around between 20 and 25,000.
Well, that's a bigger population. It's not so small.
Have you made any attempt to meet anybody? Have you?
I haven't. I worked in the medical field for several years, and I was always on the second shift, and that's a world of its own. So I didn't get to, I pretty much lost touch with everyone for quite a while.
Here's what I would say, Christy. If you want a suggestion of a map, stay where you're at until September, but be on the lookout for a companion. Be active. Be proactive.
September next year?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she can be active and looking through from now till then.
Well, I'm always looking.
Huh?
I'm always looking. But here's what happens to me. Every time I meet, and this does not happen very often. In 30 years, I think it's happened 3 times. And, only 2.5, really, because the third one I wasn't really that interested in. But, you know, you kind of click with someone, or there's that special spark, and you know you'd like to see them again. That's happened twice to me in the last 30 years, and each person had been like on a sabbatical from their girlfriend to figure out what it is they wanted to do with their life. So they had already had this connection, serious relation going on, and then I get in the middle of it, and then that's when I turn and walk away, because I can't deal with that kind of stuff. I'm not going to be,
yeah,
you know,
but
a good wheel.
When you do, when you do get engaged with these people in these situations, the relationship becomes intimate, doesn't it?
It doesn't get, well, I guess one did, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, erase that. That's past. You know, maybe you're not making that, you know, it's just, that's what happens sometimes.
Well, they weren't married, but once they did get married, you know, I made it clear that, you know, if that was the decision he was going to make, then I wouldn't be included anymore.
Yeah. What do you do in the medical field? Are you in the nursing or office?
Well, I started out as nursing, and then I went into laboratory technician.
So you do, like, testing of...
I did
testing
the testing,
like that?
Yeah, of fluids and that type of stuff, and also drew blood.
A phlebotomist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as far as where she should look, I mean,
well,
I would say probably not online. I would say person
well,
to person.
Yeah. I mean, you could, you know, between now and September of 2018, you can be more active looking in the area you're living in. I have a feeling you may find somebody within that time frame. See, what the thing is, as you get closer to 64, that's when I think you may hit something. Your life goes in increments of 5 from birth, but they also go in increments of 5 from the age of 32.
32.
You have a karma of 32. What happened when you were 32?
Oh,
87.
The first person that I just spoke about, he was in an auto accident and he died.
Oh my goodness! Very.
Yeah.
And that was and
change.
That pretty much kind of backed me off from being involved with anybody.
Oh.
Really, almost kind of I became a hermit for a while. Plus, my job kept me pretty busy anyway.
That's
well, then you divorced in 86. So 1 year
right.
later, this other fellow dies in an auto accident. So we're dealing with this little bit
yeah.
of karma with men. You got a little bit of zone going on there with men. Like we can see it in your energy of where that's coming from in the 11. And in 1955.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, you're going to be in a relationship. You're going to be one. So here's what we're saying to you, Christy. You expect to be in one. You know,
yeah.
now we have to, you know, the figuring out where it's coming from, on a theory, it might happen within this year, from now to the following September, in your area. If it doesn't happen then you need to reassess and maybe move out of the area. Are you still working?
No, I'm retired now.
Uh-huh.
So, but like in terms of opportunities, maybe what do you have interests?
Well,
your home.
I love art, and I was thinking the Central America because I really don't have any ties here anymore, where I have to be here, and I can go
mm-hmm.
anywhere I want as long as
so
I.
So you're
can
thinking relocating
it.
There?
If I could, but then I looked at some information on my astrology map and it said that area wasn't good for me, but I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, but if you want to be involved in the culture and the arts and the colorful energies, there's a lot of areas in the United States that are centralized for that, and they have that pocket. But there's nothing, I don't think there's anything, you know, Central
wrong
America.
Wrong with her moving there.
I don't think there's anything greatly drastic about that. And if you're self-sufficient, if you have enough income coming in that you can sustain yourself, then you have this freedom to kind of look. I don't really see anything that where I'd be too cautious. Have you ever had any kind of accident with your leg, broken leg, stitches on your foot, leg problems, anything like that in your lifetime?
I'm not only retired, I'm kind of disabled because of car accidents. My back is pretty screwed up. But if you didn't know, you probably wouldn't be able to tell unless you came home with me after I've been on my feet for a
little
while.
Any problem with the leg?
Leg, specifically leg, not the back, leg.
One of my legs, it affects it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay. Got it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, you don't want to do. This is we're getting this. This is all kind of being psychic. So, you have still opportunity where you're at. You just have to. There's more of an energy field to where you things can change for you. That can be through energy work. You know, we're just talking to you on the phone right now, but there's ways to increase
the radio.
I mean the radio. There's ways to increase the energy, you know, and maybe instigate or promote some of that. So there's things you can do, but to answer your question, you're going to be relationship, yes. Could it happen where you're at? Yes. But I probably, if I were you, I wouldn't make any moves until
after September.
Summer.
Summer?
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in the midst of summer.
In the midst of summer, so slightly before September. Okay.
Are you able to see if it might be someone from my past?
Well, who's Michael?
Michael. I don't think I know a Michael.
Yeah.
Maybe that's future.
You probably, you know, it's so common. And forgive me, it's a common name to throw out there, but I'm getting a Michael.
It could be someone insignificant.
Yeah. You know, you got to think it through. You got to think it through. Let me ask you something real quick. How many callers do we have?
We have one more caller.
Okay,
so
we're going to get to
just a moment.
When you were 16, Christy, I know that's going back a ways, but was there any innovation on your part to want to leave home? Were you ready to leave at that point?
Yes, and I did after I turned 18.
Yeah. So you were ready to leave at
16,
and at 18 you were out.
Oh, yeah. If I could have found someone that had the same adventurous spirit I did back then, I would have been all over the world.
Well, you know, it just feels to me that, you know, since you have some problems in your body and, you know, and all that, you don't have to do any, there's ways to work with that. I think on an energy level, we can't get into that on the radio today, but there are things that one can do in your situation that can change a little bit of the attitude and the energy. You know, I mean,
are you talking about Reiki?
No.
What did she ask?
No, not well.
Hold on.
Reiki.
Oh, Reiki.
It's kind of like energy healing, isn't it?
Well, no. I mean, it's a lot of people do Reiki. There's more specific energy work that can be done in the process of a reading, remotely, but not specifically Reiki.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not. The way we look at it, energy is a little bit different. So,
okay.
You know, we take the body, mind, and soul, past lives, karma, the energy of our higher selves, our transcendent self, the motion of all of that becomes a dialogue, a narration. And sometimes by just discussing, one can change one's life. And so there might be something there in terms of, you know, Reiki or breathing or meditation, and all those things are fine, but there's something that hits the core of the issue. And that would have to be, that would be more of an involved reading, Christy.
Okay.
You know, and if that doesn't strike your fancy, then I don't know. I would just suggest that you start being more proactive.
I definitely.
And
you're not going to meet someone sitting at home, but
no,
getting more into your interest in terms of the arts and things like that, you know, it's possibly will bring, you know, about an encounter.
Yeah. And lastly, before we get to our caller, I don't know why. It could be symbolic, purely symbolic, but I'm getting a lot of animals around you, and some of them could be going back.
She's laughing. So what? Go ahead and validate that.
Yeah, okay. I have two dogs and a stray cat that visits quite often.
Oh.
A stray cat in the oven? What'd you say?
No.
Get him out.
So two dogs and
what?
One cat that's a stray that visits often.
Oh.
Not in the oven. We're not eating.
Yeah.
No, that's for later. That's
okay.
For dinner.
Or any other.
Well, you see, you have animals around you. That's another signal. It's a good thing I'm a psychic and I'm not here to, you know, test your hearing or my hearing. These are validations. There's hope for you. I'm not more than hope. You're going to be in a relationship. That's our answer. It's just how to get there quickly. That would be the premise.
Yeah, as you get older, the time is just ticking away, you know.
And then, yeah,
but you never know.
Well,
I mean,
you
know,
we
me.
Don't work with negative energy. You know, those comments aren't going to work. You're as young. You know, who is it that Feinstein is 84 and she wants to you know, it doesn't matter. Age is not the issue. It's the condition of the mind.
How old were you when we met?
90.
No, I think you were 95.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it's age does not necessarily matter. Gosh, weren't we talking to someone that met a client that someone related to them met someone in their 90s and they're in a relationship? So, you know, just more positive energy rather than, you know, the negative.
Well, I think I come from a long line of older genes. My parents were in their late, well, my dad was in it like 92 when he passed, and my mother was 98.
Oh,
so
wow.
I still got a little time left.
You sound
you
like you
a
do
lot
a lot.
And your dog is saying the buzzer went off, time to take the cat out of the oven.
Oh, the wind is blowing. That's why she just barks at anything.
Oh, he's teasing you. But Christy, stay connected with us. You can join us on Facebook and follow us here. You can reach out for more conversation after the show. But hopefully that was a good first encounter because it's the first time we talked to
her.
That
was great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for finding us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And we have our dear Lena. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good, good. 3/7/1962. So what's new and exciting?
Well, I did start the job at Macy's last week, and it really turned out to be hard. Ask people better.
Okay, you're cutting out.
I'm talking to my family.
Wait, Lena, the connection is not good. Your cell phone is, like, garbling everything.
So I started at Macy's. It just doesn't seem to be working. That man has been sending people to harass me, and then I find out he's talking to my family, saying how great he is. So I think there's a lot of nepotism going on to get me out of this area, and he's in cahoots with his family. Can you guys verify that for me?
Well, yeah, but Lean, I mean, she's garbling. So first of all, So remember, Lena has this guy that's been kind of stalking her, and he's trying to influence her family by talking bad. So you're still experiencing that problem, and you also started your job at Macy's last week, and you're not happy?
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah, because he's been sent to antagonize me, and I don't know if he's trying to get me out of this area. Denise wanted me to move to Arizona. I told you guys that. So I don't know if my family's if my family's in cahoots with it, trying to push me towards Arizona, or what is the story going on?
And is he coming to your work, you said?
No, he sends other people to do this. It's not him. I can't even get a restraining order on him because he has other people antagonizing me.
So what are they doing exactly? Are they coming to Macy's?
Yeah, they just say stupid things. you know, and then the work is say these things, and it just sounds like stuff that he would say. Like, I don't understand why people would listen to this man.
Why, or what are they saying?
Just stuff about, like, my body figure, because he wanted me to lose 50 pounds, and, you know, I mean, why would a perfect stranger say about your weight? I mean, one, you know what I mean? It just does, the whole thing doesn't make sense.
And is that disrupting your, I mean, is that affecting your status at this new job that people are coming in and doing this?
Yeah, because I feel like I can't even focus because I'm so nervous. And
are your employers aware of it? I mean, are they aware of this is going on?
I don't know. I don't know if, you know, he's got them in on it or what, but I just feel like, you know, to get me out of this area, and I think my family's involved. Man,
okay. So on the last episode, we were telling her that she should stay put, and moving is going to be difficult for her because she can't get her car there. Her car doesn't work well, and you know she's got all her stuff going to Arizona, uprooting. She doesn't have a job. It's only a temporary situation, so it's a little complicated. I mean,
are you able to?
I mean, my niece said that she would help me, but I can't. She's her own life and husband. I can't. Somebody, you know, I mean, I need to place, you know, some money in my pocket. I can't up and move across country. I'm in Florida to go to Arizona where I, you know, my car is 13 years old. I mean, that's a huge gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't seen my niece since she's 5 years old. She's 45 now.
Oh, you don't. I mean, it's like, it's not like.
Well, you know, I mean, you might need some. I don't know. Your family dynamic seems all messed up.
That's
a big complication. Are you able? Well, you're working now. You're making. You have a paycheck. Are you able to support yourself?
Not on what I make. They only give me like 20. I only 20 hours a week on $8 an hour. I can't survive on that.
Uh huh. Where you live? Okay.
And she's in Florida.
And my sister, I haven't seen her in 3 years, and she lives away from me, not even 40 minutes away. You know, so I think that they need to be with this man. She'll have a roof over her head. She'll have food on her table. So what? He's abusive. We came from an abusive family. What difference does it make?
Well, you know, I mean, I think, first of all, you have to take care of yourself and being self-sufficient. I think that's the most important thing. And doesn't you do accounting, too, or office work?
She does accounting, too, like a former caller. You're kind of in a job right now, Lena, where you're not doing what your career is. You're just doing a job so you can make some money.
Yeah, I mean, and it shows, too. I mean, when you don't really care for what you're doing, I think it shows, and you eventually either wind up leaving or getting fired.
Well, you know what? The thing I think we've got to brainstorm on is getting you a job in accounting.
Right, but, I mean, which we said last... go ahead.
I do an interview with a company for an accounting job in a very management... So,
okay, now, Lena, you're totally, we can't hear you at all. You're cutting out completely.
I have a phone today.
You have an interview. So, you know, maybe we can put some energy towards her interview so she can maybe get a different employment. Because last time we said, keep looking for the job and keep your job at Macy's. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to let the job go where you have income coming in.
No.
In your interview, in your interview coming up, Lena, don't complain. Don't talk about your personal life, your troubles. Just talk about your ability to be an accountant, your experience, your resume, be calm. You know,
talk about your other jobs in a positive way that you've worked at. Highlight all the positives.
Let's see if we can get you that job in the accounting field. There's a good possibility that might work.
What kind of business is it that you're applying? The job is for
property management. That's my background.
Yeah, so you have experience there, property management.
Oh, property management. Yeah. Okay.
I have a license. I have a license too. I have a license, a degree. I'm not a panhandler, you know, and I treated my family like a panhandler.
Well, what I think you should do is try to eliminate the nervous energy in your life when you go through this interview. You're talking, you know, you're almost in a frenzy, and you're distraught, and you have
which
so
is understandable.
Going on.
I mean,
but for the interview, you don't want to convey that.
No.
You know, so stay very specific to the topic at hand. They don't care about your problems. All they want to know is capable, competent. Are you do you have all your faculties together? Your brain, your mind, your emotions. Just go there very calm, and let's see if we can, help you out with energy to get that job. And then from there, you'll have a better way of having more balance and support and things like that.
In terms of this guy, which seems to be an ongoing issue, it's...
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him, but what I don't want to linger on him. I want to promote the idea of you going to this job interview and getting the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's
most important.
Yeah, that's it. So that's what you got to do. And you're already calming down. So that's what you want to do. You can do this, Lena. You have the experience. You have the license. You have the capabilities. You're going to be great. So just go in there with full confidence. When's your job interview?
What time?
It's today at 4:00.
So it's 1:00.
12:00.
Pacific. 1:00.
Well, Chris and I will put out as much energy as we can to help you and let us know how it goes. But that's our first focus right there.
Yeah, that's
okay, Lena.
Thing.
Okay, you can send me an email later and let me know how it goes. Let me know how it goes. What's wrong with me today? Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm learning to speak English
currently
on the show. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, we have a few minutes left, Neil, to discuss connecting with spirits.
Connecting with spirits. We had an interesting reading today. We won't give anything away.
In terms of who
privacy,
the people are and so on and so forth. But
we were presented with a photograph of three people with very tunnel-like extensions of light coming out of their foreheads and the top of their heads, which could have been
a light
construed
as a light or the camera moving
and lightning, but all that. But in looking at the photograph, there was something more to it than just a photographic effect. There was something energy in there that, in doing the reading, we discovered that one of the subjects and one of the persons in the photograph, her fiance, had committed suicide. And there was something in the photograph itself that suggested a sense of communication, something otherworldly. There was something going on. Well, I mean, there was other aspects of mysticism and shamanism and people going
right in terms of the location
and location doing
and the environment,
body work.
Yeah.
And that might have opened up some of the chakra system for this energy to connect. But what happens, especially in suicide, is our contention is that the soul doesn't just immediately leave the planet. The soul goes into a certain astral region and resides there.
So it's an astral region oftentimes connected with the earth. So there's like, it's like they're being held in a, you know,
holding
tank or, a cell waiting to, you know, move into the next location.
Yeah. I mean,
there's
mobility. You can move. A lot of these souls move around and all that. But they're sort of restricted to that. To
it's like
that
wearing an ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
Like I'm being on home arrest. No,
home
I mean,
arrest.
Stupid analogies. But And there can be more limit. I mean, some are going to have more mobility than others, depending on the severity of the circumstances.
Like, and then they reside there until their normal
life
would have ended, and then guides and spirits come and this
evaluation.
A lot of them could return back to the earth and work out karma and things like that. But how in terms of communicating, these souls have a very difficult task at trying to communicate to living human beings.
And they want to connect more than a soul that is, you know, maybe in a different higher journey in the astral realm. They connect more with the earth element.
Yeah,
because
they're still they're caught. They ended their life in most cases before their time, and they're kind of caught. And this is the majority of them. I'm not saying that every single soul enters this realm that commits suicide. But many of them do. And so then they have the task of trying to communicate because they still have a link to the earth. And it's frustrating on a spiritual, on a soul level, on an energy level. It's frustrating. It's almost like you're behind a big, thick plate of glass and you're pounding on the glass trying to get somebody's attention. And no matter how hard you scream or yell, or pound, there's not even a sound that comes out through the glass. So it's very hard until these souls find individuals who are perceptive enough to pick up the signal, which is what we did in the reading, and discovered that there was a direct communication going on because of the questions that were directly asked and the confirmations we were getting.
Right, and it was interesting too because there were correlations in terms of the numerical themes, the master number of the individual most closely connected with the person who committed suicide. It happened to be a certain day of the trip. It happened to be the same amount of years from the time this person committed suicide. So there was that thing going on as well, which was interesting to uncover, I thought.
Yeah. Very much so. In the element of connecting to souls, suicides are sometimes the easiest ones to connect with
because they're the closest to the earth plane.
Yeah.
In terms of because
very,
of the karma that they've produced on the earth, they're
most
stuck in that
accessible
element.
To the earth
yeah.
plane. Now that doesn't mean that people who cross over, that, you know, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, your father, your brother, your husband, your wife, that doesn't mean that there can't be communication.
And there often
is. Oftentimes there is.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of communication that goes on out there. But when we get into some of these more dramatic, mystifying elements where the soul is in jeopardy of the individual that has crossed over, then we get more of these dramatic energies, like in the photograph that we were looking at where there were some really dramatic effects of light. And within the light, there were signs and symbols and figures that were going on within the light itself. We've studied when they do the thing with the baby inside the womb, that picture that comes
out. Ultrasounds and seen.
And we've seen,
you know,
demons in wombs, and
yeah.
we've seen angels in wombs. I mean,
there was a recent case that we saw, and the people had, it was really interesting because the woman had multiple problem pregnancies, birth defects actually in children that she currently had. And then in this womb, there was an image of a man, and they were saying, oh, this is Jesus in the photograph. Well, you know, according to our estimation, it was wasn't a positive energy. It was a demon.
So there are demons that can invade the body.
And that clearly is linked, you know, it clearly is linked to her previous pregnancy. So she's already had troubles in that area. And then, you know, the subsequent final pregnancy of hers was, you know, had this image in the ultrasound.
Yeah.
This was like, I think, a news story recently.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've seen other, you know, clients that have come, we've seen other ultrasound imagery that
aliens in the picture
showed all kinds of wacky things. Now somebody might say, a doctor or somebody might say, oh, that's just an optical illusion, or that's just the way the picture formed, is just nothing. But of course, you know, they're not psychic. They're not. And many times there are just special effects or just, you know, nothing. It's just nothing. It's just the way the brain tries to find imagery in anything. You know, we're geared to try to find meaning in the abstraction. So, and that's how we formulate our world. But in this instance, it was about communicating, in terms of the reading we did, communicating with a spirit that had crossed over, the signal first being, I'm here and I've made a connection and someone's validating it. So it's a great relief.
Right. It helps the soul to, you know, get some peace.
Peace. Imagine being on a deserted island and a plane flies overhead and you're screaming and trying to do all things, lighting fires, doing everything. And then the plane comes down and validates that it knows you're there and sends a signal and then flies off like there's going to be help coming. That kind of thing is like the relief that a soul might have in saying, oh my God, there's human beings that now can hear me. And then that leads itself to all kinds of communications that may go on thereafter. But, you know, it's interesting because if we're going to get into the element of doing something with energies and dealing with spirits on the other side, whether they've committed suicide or they died in some kind of tragic accident, I think it's a whole hour discussion anything
and
in the future.
We can do it, certainly, but today we are nearing the end of the show, so we can probably wrap up for now. We are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you to our callers and our listeners for joining us today. Bye-bye.